Welcome to the Voice North Files podcast. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Voice North Files podcast. It's the first episode of the podcast for the year 2020. It is January 15th. My bad, January 16th, 2020. And this is, like I said, the first episode of the podcast for the year. So excuse me a minute while I will share the live links and we'll get back to the topic. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about what it is exactly that men and women want from their partners in a relationship. So stay tuned.
One of them is Guyanese, one of them is Guyanese. Go to Australia and South Africa, the university student is Guyanese, one of them is Guyanese.
Hot January evening, and we are back with the first episode of the Voice Note Files podcast for the year 2020. Like I said earlier, tonight we are talking about what exactly men and women really want out of a relationship from the opposite party, of course. So let's get those voice note messages in and let's discuss it.
Fun. sorry. You have made a very grave error.
G-Town representative. Gialliani, baby. Ambidextrous, hands down the best in this. Handles like Kobe and Iverson, I don't need assist. Cop it two-tone, yellow and blue, Benji.
All I need is one night with you. Say that you'll be my girl. One night with you. And I will rock your world. One night with you. All I need is just one night. I guarantee nobody else can love you quite like me. Unlock your deepest, darkest fantasies and set them free.
So, while we were on hiatus, a few of the regular listeners messaged me. They said they asked when I was gonna have another episode of the podcast. So here we are tonight again, first night of the year for the podcast, that is. So happy new year to all of the listeners. I do hope that the year is going great for you so far. We're almost through the month of January, so just hold on a little bit longer. We have a few messages in here, no voice notes so far. So I will read these out, and then as per norm, halfway through the episode, I will let you know my take on the topic. So stay tuned while I get those messages.
Well, you know I cannot wait. Tonight I jump in the gate. Oh, Billard, y'all are coming for the thing you promised tonight.
A piece of the wine, a piece of the wine.
Turn the roll when I hold you tight.
A piece of the wine, a piece of the wine.
Y'all are coming for the thing you promised tonight.
A piece of the wine.
If you see a rock, stop. Bitching way out me fell. Stop. Tearing up all me shirt. Jack. I'm taking it.
Okay, so our first set of messages comes in from Natasha. Natasha says she's looking for security, loyalty, financial security, rather than love. A partner and a best friend who understands just what it takes to keep, I'm guessing this is to keep her grounded. Sex has got to be on par with that person's appetite. So I asked Natasha, I said, so love plays no part and their sexual appetites must be matched. She has not gotten back to me as yet, but when she does, if she does before the program is finished, you will hear her response.
Let's party.
Okay, so we have another message, another set of messages in. This is from an anonymous person. She says, I just want 6 things. And she's very particular. She has a list, 6 things. She wants commitment, honesty, loyalty, respect, someone with a goal, someone that is understanding. She says, these are the things that she normally looks for. All right. I guess that's understandable.
Just give me the wine, boy. Sweet, sweet, chitty wine, boy. I like how you're wine, boy. Just bring on the wine, boy. Just give me the wine, boy. Sweet, sweet, chitty wine, boy. I like how you're wine, boy. Give me.
Can I take you home with me tonight?
Whoa, yeah.
And I'm gonna give it to you right.
Whoa, yeah.
Can I take you home with me tonight?
So while we wait on contributions from listeners and regular commenters, remember that the Voice Note Files podcast is available on now 9 different platforms aside from Facebook. You can find a list of all those platforms if you go to the page and you go to the About section on the products. You will see a link to every single one of those platforms. These are audio-only platforms, which means that you will not see the video, which is nothing much to be seen anyway. You'll not see the video. So you could download the audio, take it with you, and, you know, listen to catch up on the Voice Note Files podcast while you're on the go. If you would like to contribute to the podcast, feel free to message or call 648-1120 via WhatsApp, or if you feel like calling via regular phone call, it's up to you. I can and will put your call on the live. Yeah, I kind of will put your call on the live, so feel free to chip into the conversation at any point in time.
Never let the devil teach your soul.
Give me some folks and let me sing something now.
And she brings me so. I give she more like a name on to Joe. I don't beat me lover, you're not some Kobam. Before I get hot, make she say make so. She hold up with daddy like a Shelly G song. I said, girl, your daddy gone cold and John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a book song.
Give me some folks and let me sing something now.
And she brings me so. I give she more like a name on to Joe. I don't beat me lover, I'm not some Kobam. Before I get hot, make she say make so. She hold up
shell the G song. I said, girl, you got the gang coke and John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Sign on me. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? Wine on me. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? She got the thing in she waistline. The way she move to the baseline. She never dance and waste time. Man get wit and them begging for ceiling. She starts stick like the TV. Like scratch up the.
So Natasha is back, and she is saying, for most persons, love goes out the door. They might have a sexual friend, and no wonder there's domestic violence. So I asked her, how does domestic violence play? And she's saying more than one partner. All right.
This is the part of going freestyle. Take a picture, get a free smile. We turn states and the crowd wild. Cologne turn up like how we're in Kersey 9. I'm gonna do it like the pros them. With the sticks and the clothes them. We gon' lock up the show them. I didn't get a third verse this part of extend. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? Wine on me. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? The girl named Lily and she raising so. I give she more like a name on Gojo. I don't beat me lover, I am not from Coban. Before I get hot, make she say make so. She holler for daddy like a Shelly G song. I said, girl, your daddy gone cold and John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Fine on me. Then over.
So Natasha's here again. I asked her a question, so I'm going to play that question for you, then I'm going to read her response because she sent a text response. So stay tuned.
Boy, make you come down, eh? Come down, eh?
So you're saying that people have more than one partner because they are looking for these things in relationships? And her answer to that was yes. She is typing, I believe, so stay tuned. I will let you know what she says.
Hey, something ever surprise you, like when you see Tegala, what?
Hey, for real, boy, I think it's time we talk about it, you know.
Yeah. Like, tight shoes?
What?
Too much makeup?
What?
TV Wi-Fi?
Listen, it is.
What?
North Gala run party?
What?
Left home the tree picnic?
What?
Drinking a set of NSC?
What?
Next morning I drink black tea?
Oh, sure.
But North man does play rich role?
Mm-hmm.
Full girl with nothing goal?
Eh?
Them shopping at the Chinese store?
No.
Next morning is...
Alright, Natasha's responding. Not laughing at her response. It's Kwesi song. Kwesi song always makes me crack up. Alright, so Natasha's response. She says, yes, one might be financially okay and they are with that person for the money. Alright, I could understand that because if someone is with you for your money and they really don't care about the relationship, then they probably won't treat you the way you're expecting them to treat you. And that could lead to, in some cases, domestic violence, I guess. Alright, back to the music while we wait on more contribution.
Limping cause the boots tight, all of them out kinda white, white. Some of them pun BB.
Yeah.
Whole day SNBC.
They're
speaking in Swahili.
What?
They can't spell correctly.
Once. The other day, one of my fans called me, said she want a mud blood.
Mm.
When I transfer the 3 grand,
yeah,
she put up a picture with she man.
You lie. When you see them on the road, they all are out.
What?
Watching the face and tell them.
What?
Point to your friend and show them.
What?
Ace and Calvin, I tell them.
What?
If you red pitchy like kite, just nice but them not bright, limping cause the boots tight, all of them all kinda white,
some of them a phone cartel. Boy, I tell you they're cheap like hell.
Mojo.
Borrow credit to call up Michelle.
For real?
And you want payback digital?
No, let me tell you how some gal them dread. Four milk in a hole up the bed.
What?
They don't care if the hungry and dead.
What?
40 grand weaver going at the head.
No.
When you see them on the road, they all are out.
What?
Watching the face and tell them.
What?
I tell your friend and show them.
What?
Ace and Calvin, I tell them.
What?
If you red pitching like kite, just nice but them not bright, limping cause the boots tight, all of them all kinda white,
Let me tell you what some of them do. The boss own the thing brand new.
What?
When the porch is the second hand shoe, they buy two chew crazy glue.
What?
When you hear this one in the street, them fall down and skin them teeth. Dancing, tapping their feet. Tell them it's Ken McGibby.
You lie. When you see them on the road, they're all out.
What?
Watching the face and tell them.
What?
Point to your friend and show them.
What?
Ace and Calvin, I tell them.
What?
If you red pitching like kite, just nice but them not bright, limping cause the boots tight, all of them all kinda white,
Yo, Joey. You know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen to this. From my heart.
People them fighting power. People them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy ears, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money. Some people on the corner late at night, looking for your morning buddy. Some people said they don't like that, and other people don't like white. Well, if we leave them stupid people in the corner, now the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party, I'm not just gonna wipe on me. I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, American, or Puerto Rico. We don't want race,
only race.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
only race.
Me crazy ace,
only race.
Step in the place,
only race.
He rip the case,
only race.
My ancestors are African, and my cousin them is Indian. It's like Dalpore and the Cooker Price, the Bandit and the Obia man. We unite every time it's cricket, we like when West Indies bat. And if you come by me when it's Christmas time, everybody else get pepper pot. Well, if you see me in a chocolate show, and I'm whining till in the front. And you bring them racism talk to me, you're gonna hear about your mother cousin. Well, tonight we're going to unite, we're gonna stop all the fuss and fight. From the back to the front, to the right, to the left, everybody hands in the light. We don't want race,
only race.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
only race.
Me crazy ace,
only race.
Step in the place,
only race.
He raise the case,
only race. Holy waste, holy waste, holy waste, holy waste, holy waste, holy waste.
I see you all in the comments saying he's glad I'm back. It's good to be back, Raul. Thank you very much. Our thing's good.
Looking at holy waste, watching
holy waste,
searching
holy waste.
We looking at
holy waste,
watching
holy waste,
searching
holy waste.
We looking at
holy waste,
we don't watch race.
Holy waste,
we don't watch race.
Holy waste,
we don't watch race.
Holy waste,
give me the drum and the bass.
Holy waste,
me crazy ace.
Holy waste,
step in the place.
Holy waste,
he rip the case.
Holy waste,
people them fighting power. People them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy ace, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money. Some people on the corner late at night, looking for your morning buddy. Some people say they don't like black, and other people don't like white. Well, if we leave them stupid people in the corner, now the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party, and all you can wipe on me. I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, American, or Puerto Rican. We don't want race,
only race.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
only race.
Me crazy ace,
only race.
Step in the place,
only race.
Alright, just a quick reminder, we are talking about what exactly is it that men and women want from the opposite party in a relationship. So far we've had some contributions about things such as financial security, good sex, and so forth. As usual, I'll be keeping my 2 cents on the matter for after the half hour mark. So stay tuned, enjoy the music, feel free to comment and contribute.
Hey, Brutus! It's a fun thing.
Alright, so Natasha is back again. She has more to contribute. So let me hold the music and get to reading her comments. Just give me a few seconds here. Right, Natasha says, that's how you have broken homes, because in the process of having two men, the woman might get pregnant and say it's for the husband. Next thing you know, that child grows and the husband notices a difference and he leaves, or does her some harm, or puts her out, and the child or children get hurt as a result of the adult's actions. So some relationships get complicated because of foolish actions and so forth. That's true. Adults need to sometimes act like adults. They need to think about the consequences of their actions. You can't just do what you feel like. I mean, you are entitled to do what you feel like. It's your human right. You should be able to express yourself how you feel. You should be able to make choices that you feel are best for you. But when you have a child or children involved in a relationship, you have a partner, you have children together, you need to sometimes take a step back and think about how your actions might affect the well-being of that child, especially if, as it stands, that child is well-grounded. So sometimes you gotta take a step back and say, man, you know, James mightn't be giving me the kind of sex that I want, but at the end of the day, he's doing everything else that is important or that is required of a spouse, and I just need to compromise, you know? You can't just, all right, you know, James a wine the way I want he wine, so I go with Peter, and then James find out that he wanted Peter, you probably get pregnant for Peter, and the baby coming to look not like James, so James decided to go roll out. Peter now on the other hand, he ain't about the family life. Peter, they just want to lash and beat out. So now, you are left with two children and no persistent father figure in their lives. And that's not necessarily something that is ideal.
Come here, just a thing about the pretty, thing about the pretty, pretty girl not turn no ugly man wife, ugly man will give you plenty ugly pretty, so you better think about the pretty, thing about the pretty.
Reminded me a few minutes ago in the comment stream that politics is in the air. It's campaign time for the political parties in Guyana. While the voicemail files will not be delving into political discussions, I would encourage you all to vote. It is your democratic right. It's rumored to be somewhere in the law books that it is illegal not to vote, so you might want to exercise that right. Who you vote for is your business. It's really none of my concern. I have no say in it whatsoever, one way or the other. That is up to you. You have your preferences, and you know what you're looking for in a political party. So I encourage you all to go to the polls. I think elections are set for March. If you don't go and vote, there are people that say that, you know what, I don't want to vote because regardless of which party is in, it's the same stimulus we got to deal with, this and that, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, if you don't vote, you don't have a say. So if you don't vote, and you complaining, you really got nothing to complain about because you did not exercise that right that you have to vote. Your vote might have been the swing vote to decide which political party goes into power, but you didn't exercise it, so just sit down and hold your peace. Alright, it's the half hour mark. It's time for me to say what I think about the topic. Alright, so I think, alright, let me give you some scope on this topic. This topic was suggested by Deborah. Deborah had brought it up in the context of there are men who seem to have the quote-unquote ideal woman at home. She's doing all the things that that she is supposed to be doing as a wife, or she seems to be doing all the things that she's supposed to be doing as a wife, and that man would still probably go out and get his kicks off somewhere else with some other woman. So as a woman, she was asking, what exactly is it that men want out of a woman? And that differs a lot from person to person. Some men like a strong, independent woman who has her own and is able to provide for herself. And yet some others like a woman that is submissive and the traditional kind of woman. You know, she's submissive, she's a mother, she's a caregiver, and these kind of things. So what you find is, generally speaking, both men and women have, you know, sometimes varying requirements of the opposite sex. There are women that, and in talking to some female friends, you know, in like regular conversation, everyday life, whatever, you get to realize that there are some women that prefer other women's men. Because their reasoning is that you don't have to cook for them, you don't have to clean for them, you don't have to take care of them because they have their wife at home who does that. You just have to listen to them, probably have some good sex with them, and that's about it. You know, most men though, I don't know if it's really most men, it's just me, but for me, I think attributes that should be desirable in a woman are, you know, she must be responsible. Whether or not she's submissive or she's independent, she must be responsible. It makes no sense being in a relationship with an irresponsible person. What about if you have children together? Let's see. So we've got responsibility. I guess looks to some extent will play a factor for most men. Some men don't care about looks, some do. But generally people just want someone they feel comfortable with, you know. Everybody has their criteria for what would make them comfortable. So most people just want someone that makes them comfortable. The best way to find out what someone wants out of a partner is to ask them, so what are the qualities that you're looking for in a partner? And most people would tell you right out of the bat, you know, I want a loyal chick. I want somebody that will have my back when times get rough. I want somebody I could throw back with and have a conversation with. It's not just about sex. I want to have conversations with you. You must be able to understand me. You must be on my intellectual level. You must be able to correspond on the same level. And also, your best bet, you want to know what somebody, what the opposite person there, the opposite party in your relationship wants out of your relationship, or a potential suitor would like out of someone they would like to be in a relationship with. Just ask them. And I think that is one of the basic prequisites when, as the old people say, courting. One of the basic prequisites is, you know, you're getting to know the person. What do you like? What are your likes and dislikes? What is it that you're looking for in a mate? Someone said earlier in the podcast, she likes people that has goals. So, what are your goals in life? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? But going back to Deborah's point, where some men seem to have the ideal women, and they still go outside to get that little extra something. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, whatever you want to call it, and we were talking, and he was saying, there are some things that your wife might not do, be it in bed, be it generally, that somebody else on the outside might do. And I've heard people say, by Frank, they got some things them girls outside do that I like, but me wife ain't gonna do them things. You understand? And that is their justification for, you know, having an outside partner. And that, to me, comes back to the getting to know you stage, the courting stage, the exploring stage of the relationship. You find out what things your potential mate would not do, and then you either come to a compromise, or if you can't come to a compromise, if you can't, you know, you can't find a way around that, you can't live with the fact that, you know, she mightn't be throwing it up the way you want it, then roll out. Because at the end of the day, you're going to end up with her, you're going to stay with her, she ain't giving you what you like. You go outside, get somebody else, one of these days she might find out, and then your life will be stressful. Right? So, is it worth the stress to go outside to get a little extra when you could have just not been with the person you're with now and probably get somebody to give you the extra in the first place? You know, food for thought. So I think that's my 2 cents on the matter for now. If any more contributions coming, of course, you guys will hear those contributions. I'll either read them or play them for you, whichever is applicable. So stay tuned, enjoy the music, and let's see where it goes.
Why? Just give me the wine, boy. Sweet, sweet, chitty wine, boy. I like how you wine, boy. Give me. Can I take you home with me tonight? Sexy things I
minutes remaining in the podcast.
Trying to survive. Yo, yo, Just chilling in my bedroom, looking at the ceiling, thinking about life and all the wrong dealings. Associates by my side, it's corruption and envy I'm seeing in their eyes. But I'm gonna make it, watching you see it, cause once God is for me, the sky is the limit. But they can never take my prize, they better realize that I'm a godless child.
Well, I remember the days roaming on the streets, I've nothing much to eat, sleeping on the cold concrete, with no shoes under my feet, trying to get a job so I could make ends meet. And every day I made a sacrifice, working day and night, trying to make a better life, letting you know that I paid my dues, and I refuse to let you walk me confused.
They don't know me, so they can't judge me, because God is for me, he's for me, he's for me. They don't know me, so they can't judge me, because God is for me, he's for me, he's for me.
Sound there for everyone to share. So why some people want to see me disappear? In my heart I'm hurting, so full of despair, when I'm showing to the world love and tender care. Music is a blessing that you can't deny, no matter how you fight it, not how you try.
Yes, so remember I told you guys I won't, I won't have political discussions on the podcast, but I will encourage you to vote. So I would also encourage you to go and check to see that your name is on the official list of electors. And you can do that by heading over to gcom.org.gy. And just going through the list and making sure that you're on the list. So once again, you can do that, check your name, check to make sure your name is on the list of official list of electors. And that's as easy as going to gcom.org.gy and checking the list. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
They don't know me, so they can't judge. They don't know, they don't know me at all. They don't know me, so they can't judge. They can't judge.
for you like an eternal fire. You shut my heart
like live wire.
I would never do you dirt, cause I know just what you're worth. I'll never see you cry, if no matter how them try. Until the end of day, our love will be the same, cause it's me and you together for life.
Episode of the Voice and First podcast is either going to be next Thursday or it's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be one of the two. I haven't decided yet if we're going to be doing two episodes per week or one. I'm leaning towards one, but I will let you know via the Facebook page. So as we prepare to leave you tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of the, in my opinion, one of the best female Guyanese artists. So enjoy the music. We have about 6 minutes left in the podcast. Enjoy the music, and I will see you, or I'll be in your ear again, on the next episode of the Voice No First podcast. Remember, if you have a topic that you want us to discuss, feel free to send to us via message on the Facebook page, or message me on my cell, and we will consider using it as a topic for our next podcast.
Don't know how to tell you this face to face. Boy, keep doing what you do, cause you inspire me. Boy, I love you.
Oh!
Don't wanna give up, just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite doll. You're so cool, you're so good to me. You're my inspiration. Don't wanna give up, just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite doll. You're so cool, you're so good to me.
Since I met you, my sunshine, it hurts cause you were not mine. I know you'll be mine, all we need is time. I'm gonna keep on holding on. Doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, but let's stay strong. I'm gonna keep on holding on. Doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, but let's stay strong. Don't wanna give up, just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite song. You're so cool, you're so good to me. You're my inspiration. Don't wanna give up, just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite song. You're so cool, you're so good to me. You're my inspiration. Just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite doll. You're so cool, you're so good to me. You're my inspiration. Don't wanna give up, just wanna be strong. All I wanna be is your favorite doll. You're so cool, you're so good to me. You're my inspiration. We'll be right back.
It's that time of the night where I have to say goodbye to you all. Thank you for tuning in and listening to me, listening to the contributions of other listeners. I will let this song that is playing play out. I'll bring it back from the top and then I will be out. Enjoy your night. A blessed and prosperous 2020 to you all. Looking forward to being in your ear again very shortly.
Wishing you were near. Last night I was looking out
my window, just wishing you were here. So close yet so far from me, wishing you were near. But when stars align, it'll be you and I together in the starry sky. Our love will glow in a world of our own. Above, where love conquers all. Love conquers, conquers it all. I'm sure you know that now. It's time for love to walk tall. Love is all that matters. So when stars align, it'll be you and I together in the starry sky. Our love will glow in a world of our above, where love conquers all. If you close your eyes, you'll see what I you only believe and know.